it. Bye-bye.
This is your Orioles Radio Network Game Rewind.
Now we're on the West Coast as we open a 10-game road trip, maybe the most important 10-game road trip of the entire season. Tonight we're in Southern California to take on the Anaheim Angels of Los Angeles, if you will. Open a 3-game set. Tonight, Dylan Bundy looking for a third consecutive victory. And tonight, Bundy attempting to become an 11-game winner. The skipper, Buck Showalter, right after this.
Well, now we're in Southern California, and with the skipper, Buck Showalter. This is the manager's report. Tim Beckham, the American League Player of the Week, Buck. We talked so much about his offense, but how about his defense yesterday, huh?
How about the play he made to end the game?
Yeah.
Obviously not a good
play. I thought that was Machado-like.
Yeah, that was special. And, you know, he's in a good place. You know, I have a lot of confidence in our environment and our culture and the players we have here, and embraced him and made his path easier. It's first time a player gets traded like that and comes in a new situation. The first week is very important, and he's certainly done his part. But Tim's been fun to watch, and the response and the welcome of not only our team but our fans has been nothing that surprises me, but it's always fun to watch.
It's got to feel good to get some recognition like he did today in the American League. We talked so much about his offense. How about his fifth inning at bat, Buck, when he got behind 0-2 and he wound up with an 8-pitch walk?
Yeah, he's in a good place. He's seeing the ball good. He's not rushing. You know, last thing I want to do is mess with him. You can see that he's seeing the ball, not having to rush and being selective. And it's been something that has been a challenge for him, and he seems to have really found his way here in the short period he's been with us.
Oh, by the way, Matt is outstanding in that game yesterday. He's got good stuff. He's tough to hit, as you've stated before. He gave up 9 hits in that game. It's unusual. Is that a result of Ubaldo maybe throwing more strikes?
Well, I think if you look at the hits, the kind of hits they were, he kept the ball in the ballpark except for one. And that's a real home run friendly atmosphere that day. And I can't say enough about his outing. That's, you know, he goes out there and puts up zeros after we score some runs and really, you know, didn't give anybody the thought of how much is going to be enough today. And getting through that fifth and sixth part of that sixth inning was big for us. But he, you know, Baldo's been good, and he's carrying a crisp and command of fastball. And I saw him get back in the count with a well-located fastball about 3 times with a 2-0 count. That says a lot.
Yeah. Again, with skipper Buck Showalter in Anaheim as we continue with the manager's report. Buck, your ball club, you sweep Kansas City and then drop 2 against Detroit, come back and win the last 2. Have you seen something lately with this ball club, or is it just about improved starting pitching?
Well, they're not going to let somebody else dictate what they perceive our season as. You know, you're always a week away from having some really good momentum, and it's usually dictated. Your momentum is how well your next starting pitcher pitches for the most part. You know, we were talking about how well Kansas City was playing before they came in, and they picked it up since they left. But this club was their competition for playing the best, a club that's pushing the envelope on. There's a lot of outs there if you're alert and you're playing good defense. It's something we've challenged our guys with before the game. But it's a good club we're facing. And our guys are not going to let, some national perception of where you are. You know, we're still trying to get back in this divisional race. And I guarantee you, there's a couple clubs in Boston, New York, and Tampa that are still taking a peek at us.
Let me ask you this, Buck. A 10-game West Coast trip without a day off for an Eastern Division team, is that any tougher than, say, any other 10-game trip?
You know, sure it is, but every team has their challenges and their tale of Wojo. We try not to even talk about it. It's part of the challenge of playing up here. You'd like to have a day to get acclimated, but the schedule doesn't allow it. And other clubs have these challenges too. So, you know, you can get paranoid and think you're just getting picked on, but if you spend enough time looking at other people's schedule, you'll see some of the same challenges that we face.
You mentioned the Angels. Lately, they're scoring a lot of runs right now, aren't they?
Yeah, everybody's running. They're doing a lot of hit and run. They're leading the American League in stolen base attempts at second and third. A lot of bunt threats throughout the order. You know, a very typical Mike Socia team, but also this is a little different level. We look at it, if we execute, there's some cheap outs there we can get.
Right. Hey, what do Oriole hitters have to know about Juan Carlos Ramirez?
Pitching well, Joe. A lot of sliders. If he feels like he's got a good one, you'll see 4 or 5 in a row. A good hard sinker. And, but basically those are the 2 pitches are bread and butter. But he's got the change up and curveball he'll mix in. But you've got to – he's going to – you're going to have to pick out something out over the plate. You got to get your sights up because, you know, if you start swinging at that sinker down and in, you see a lot of weak jam shots, or you see the slider that's coming off, running out of bat, we talk about it, then you got to make him bring the ball up.
All right. Hey, Buck, finally, first it was Darren Dalton. Tough loss. And now it's Don Baylor. The Angels tonight are having a moment of silence for Don Baylor. He was quite a guy, wasn't he?
Well, we're going to participate, too. They came to me early in the day. We're going to come out on the field because Don was a big part of some really great clubs in Baltimore, too. And I got a chance to have our paths cross, just the ultimate competitor, but really big heart, really became a great manager, really good hitting coach. You know, impacted a lot of people's players' lives on and off the field. And, time well spent on this earth. He left it a better place, and there's a lot of guys mourning his loss today because he was there for a lot of people. I heard a lot of people talk to him that were around him as a coach and as a manager, and just really a much loved guy.
Yeah, no question. All right, Buck, thank you, and all the best on the West Coast.
All right, thank you, Joe.
In a moment, Jim Hunter and Alan Mills as we continue with our warm-up show right after this.
Orioles and Angels tonight here in Anaheim as the Birds begin their 10-game West Coast road trip and visiting with bullpen coach Alan Mills. Alan, the last nine games, the Orioles starters have been fabulous. In fact, they lead the American League in innings pitched in those nine games, 55 and a third. Now, that's a good thing. Now, that means it's a challenge, however, for the bullpen, isn't it? Because you now have to figure out how to keep these guys sharp when they're getting infrequent time.
Well, the longer, the starters go in the game, the less work for the bullpen, which is a good thing at times, and it can be a bad thing at times where guys don't get enough work. But, all the guys out there, they put in their work, they're professional, and they do what they need to do to keep themselves sharp.
What can they do on the side when they're not getting into games as often as they were really just 10, 12 days ago?
Sometimes guys, they throw after the game. They throw aside after the game. Some guys get on the mound before the game, and pretty much, every last one of them do flat grounds before the game. So they get their throwing in and they stay sharp. They throw every day, even though they don't get in the game to face hitters, but they keep themselves sharp on the mound.
Now, two of the relievers, Michael Givens and Darren O'Day, they tend to get in more than the other relievers because of their versatility and the ability to go more than one inning. I'm guessing those are two guys you never have to worry about because they have that bounce-back ability.
Well, Darren, he's been doing it a long time, so, he has a routine set in place, and he knows himself. Givens, he's trying to get to that point. He's relatively young, I guess, when it comes to a career. But, he keeps himself sharp and monitors his innings and his pitches. Brad, same way. Britton, same way. Donnie Hart, they're all pretty good. It's not much of a workload for me for them to get their work in on a daily basis. They all seem to know what they need to do.
Now, each day when you go over the relievers and you have the meeting with Roger and with Buck about who might be available, who might not be available, I was looking here. You got Castro. He's pitched twice in 11 games. Brock has been in 3-12. Blyer has been in 3-12. Donnie Hart's been in one game in the last week, and Zach has been in two in the last week. When you have that where there's been that much time in between, do you try to make it a point to say, let's try to get this guy in tonight, or does the game always dictate what you do?
Well, that's up to the manager, and Buck kind of, talks with me and Roger about who, we feel needs to get in the game if, the game's, set up that way. But, it kind of depends on how the game goes and the flow of the game. But all those guys, there's a point when the phone was ringing in the second and the third inning, so they were all getting their work. So right now, baseball is a long season, so you have your ups and downs when it comes to that. But, they'll get their work in, I'm sure.
Miguel Castro has been an outstanding addition to this team, and it's kind of amazing. He's 22 years old and already with his third organization. It looks like the Orioles, Dan Duquette went out and got this guy, and all of a sudden he's one of the premier pitchers in the bullpen. What has it been in his transition that's enabled him to be as consistent as he is? I mean, the other day he saved the bullpen pitching six innings in a game.
I can't speak on, what he did before he got here, but, he works hard. He pays attention, when he's not in the game, and when he gets gets in the game, he's on in attack mode. He's very aggressive when he's out there pitching, throws fastball, slider, and a changeup, all three for strikes, and he gets after the guy. So, you know, he puts in work. I think he started some games down in Bowie, so he's been, you know, extended, and he's been nothing but a joy to have.
You know, the off-speed pitches have really become a weapon for him, because when you throw 98 like he does, the hitter has to be looking for that. And it looks like more recently, in particular in his last outing, the confidence in the changeup especially seems to be there for him.
Well, I don't think confidence is something he's missing. He has a true belief in his ability, and that's what you need when you're playing at this level. Like I said, he has all three pitches, and he throws them all for strikes. And, you know, like I said, he pounds his own, he's aggressive, and he gets after the guys.
All right, I know this game, you can't throw a switch, but the starters, for whatever reason now, and it's nine games, best ERA in the American League in the past nine games, you observe them every single day, you see their side sessions, you see how they work at it. What has changed, or what has come to the forefront in the past nine games, that this team all of a sudden now has consistency in the starters?
You know, like I said, baseball season is a long, long year, and you have your ups and downs. And, you know, we went through a period where guys weren't doing that well. You know, we knew, you know, as a staff, that the guys were putting in their work, and, you know, all of a sudden it's kind of clicked. You know, I don't like to talk about it. I'm kind of superstitious. You know, I don't want it to change. They're doing very well, and hopefully that'll continue for the rest of the year.
Okay, so if the bullpen phone doesn't ring until, say, the seventh inning tonight, you're okay with that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, good morning once again, and hello again, baseball fans. Joe Angel with Jim Hunter back in Anaheim. And, yeah, in the win column again, Orioles here tonight able to pick up their third consecutive victory, and they're back to .500. That might be the most important factor. Now, they won three straight. They won 8 out of 9. They won 14 out of 20. They're now 14-10 since the All-Star break. And with a victory tonight, they pick up a full game on Kansas City in the wild card race. And they pick up a half a game on every other team in the wild card race. That's ahead of the Orioles because none of them played tonight. So a big win tonight. They win it by a score of 6-2 as Dylan Bundy picks up his third consecutive victory. Michael Givens, a scoreless eighth. Brad Brock came in, got the final three outs. And Manny Machado, the game winner, a grand slam. It came in the top of the seventh inning. Bundy and Bundy, it's a Hollywood act. Bundy tonight was really good. Yeah, the 1-2 pitch. C.J. waves at a breaking ball, and it was in the dirt. He goes down on strikes. So Bundy, a 1-2-3 second, one more strikeout. He has retired six of his first seven batters. So there you go. Bundy, in fact, after giving up a leadoff single tonight, he retired the next nine batters in succession. And then came the bottom of the fourth inning. Mike Trout, who had struck out his first at-bat against Bundy, well, he came up in the bottom of the fourth inning, and at that time he had 999 career base hits.
Trout sitting on 999 hits, and the pitch is ripped, and there's a base hit down the left field line. And there's his 1,000th career hit. Trout will head to second base as Smith plays the carom, and he fires back in. So Mike Trout, on his 26th birthday, doubles down the left field line for base hit number 1,000. So a third of the way to 3,000 hits, and he just turned 26 today. That ball was ripped down the line, and a standing ovation by the fans here in attendance.
Yes, sir, and for Mike Trout, his 26th birthday would get even better, but more on that later. And eventually, on a ground ball, Trout went to third, and that's when Calhoun was able to pick him up.
And the Bundy pitch is swung on and lifted to center field. Adam Jones is back. He'll make the catch. He reaches up to make it, and he fires back in. Trout easily scores from third. It is a sac fly and an RBI, and a 1-0 lead for the Angels.
So there you go. As good as Bundy was here tonight, at that point, he trailed 1-0. But that did not last long. In the top of the fifth inning, Beckham, a leadoff single. And eventually, he went to second base on a pickoff attempt and a throwing error. After a walk to Smith, Castillo flied out, and then Rickard came up to hit. Rickard did not hit the ball real hard, but he placed it nicely. One ball, two strikes. Rickard again, ready, and here it comes. and jammed it. Well, looped into shallow center, coming on Trout, coming on, and the ball diving is the shortstop. He cannot get to it. That ball is in for a base hit. Beckham comes in to score, and Smith, he belatedly goes to third. And it's a 1-1 game on a Texas leaguer in Southern California. The Orioles even things up here. So there you go. Rickard, big RBI there. Eventually with Steele, second base. And eventually on third base for Adam Jones. Jones, a square stance, digs in again, looks out toward the mound. Ramirez, a look at third. He comes home. Adam, fly ball to deep center. Mike Trout is backing up. He's got room near the edge of the warning track to make the catch. Here comes Smith, and the ball back into second base. And now they're throwing behind Rickard, but too late to get him at first. So the deep fly ball out puts the Orioles ahead. Adam Jones, his 54th RBI. So there you go, 2-1. But then bottom of the sixth inning, I mentioned Mike Trout. On his birthday, things got better.
And Bundy deals the 3-2, is swung on and driven deep to left field down the line. If it's fair, we're tied towards the corner. That is a home run off the foul pole. And Mike Trout having a night on his birthday. He just missed the home run on the foul ball, but this one stays fair as it hits the foul pole down the line, and we are tied at two.
So how about that? Mike Trout, his fourth home run on his birthday, and two of them have come against the Orioles. So the game tied. That's when Manny Machado untied it in the seventh inning. One out, bases empty. Smith a single, and then Castillo a single. After Rickard struck out, Adam Jones came up to hit. He was hit by a pitch. And so when Manny came up to hit, the bases were full of Orioles.
And the pitch, swinging a high fly ball, deep left field. That ball is back, and that ball is gone. There's a grand slam for Manny Machado. And the Orioles get the lead back at 6-2. Machado delivers with two men down in the seventh. His 21st home run, and he remains on a tear. And what a blow with two men down in the inning.
Yeah, the game-winning blows, it turned out. Machado, a huge hit in the late innings. Well, Bundy, in the bottom of the seventh inning, gave up a leadoff single. He got real nasty after that.
1-2 the count on him. Runner at first, nobody down. And Bundy deals. Swing and a miss. He got him. A fastball that sailed outside. So Bundy picks up his 10th strikeout. And one away here in the seventh inning. So there's a career high for Dylan Bundy with 10 strikeouts.
How about that? 10 strikeouts at that point in just 6 1/3 innings. And then he got a double play ball to end his night. 7 innings, gave up 2 runs. He allowed just 4 hits. He did not walk a batter, and he wound up with those 10 strikeouts. Michael Givens, a scoreless 8th, and then Brock came in and got the final 3 outs. Here comes a 1-1 pitch. Popped him up, should do it. Back of short, there's Manny. Machado, back of the infield dirt. Says he has it. He does. Ball game is over. Orioles on the West Coast. First of 10 out here in the win column tonight. They beat the Angels in the first of 3. So Brock gets it done. Givens a scoreless 8th. Dylan Bundy tonight is 3rd consecutive victory. And Manny Machado, the man who caught the last out, he wins it with a grand slam. So there you go. Orioles with their 3rd straight win. And now they're back to 500. So now they can get serious. Jim Hunter in a moment on the Orioles Radio Network.
So the Orioles win at 6-2. Time to hear from the skipper. Let's head downstairs now. Post-game comments. Gary Thorne is with Buck Showalter.
Buck, Dylan Bundy, outstanding.
That was something. He in command. What a great job he did holding runners too. They're leading American League in attempts at second and third, and very successful and part of their game. And you know, obviously he pitched well, but the other parts of the game, he really managed well.
I thought this was a complete ball game for you. I mean, everything you couldn't plan it out any better.
Well, you know, first trip on the road. You know, tomorrow's really the kind of where it gets you a little. You know, Gary, from traveling coast to coast as much as you've done. Our guys are ready to play. You know, you try not to think about the fact that it's 12 after midnight back home, but I'm sure there's some people back in Baltimore getting ready to turn out the lights.
Givens rebounds from one of the few errors he had in the last game where he struggled just a little bit.
Well, I thought it was important for Mike to get back out there and get a good taste back in his mouth, but what will go unnoticed is that's a big inning for Brad to pitch for us, stay away from Zach, and the innings we got out of Richard Blair and Donnie Hart yesterday allowed allowed us to have the right people available tonight behind Dylan.
And you continue to make plays in the infield that I just don't think other teams make. They look normal, but they're not.
Exactly. I know you respect that, and I appreciate it because, you know, Manny's double play was huge. You know, you get a ball that's hitting down the corner, and you get two outs out of it. The play Chris made last inning, it's about the only shot he's got. If he lets it go with Calhoun, John's not going to be able to get it there in time, and about the only feed he could make. And just a tribute to how athletic Brad is, too, to get over there and cover.
Skip, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
So post-game comments from Buck Showalter as the Orioles win it by a final of 6-2.